down at Leyton Orient really is. Having dealt with the past and present, we look to the future by allowing one youngster his or her chance to ask their favourite Mansfield Town players just one question. Once again, it's time to test the memory of them Stags fans with this week's Mystery Stags legend. And let me tell you, it's a tough one. Do you have much knowledge of the 60s and 70s? Mansfield 103.2 is the place where the gossip, banter and players' discussion takes place. Welcome to the Players' Lounge. But first, let's start with the highlights of last Saturday's victory against Lincoln City. Match commentary team, Tony Delahunty and Phil Walker.
Simon Brown inside the penalty area. Simon Brown is pushed to the deck. That's got to be a penalty. Simon Brown pushed to the deck. Come on. Goal. Fourth goal for Mansfield Town. Three so far this season. Makes it a fourth. And Barry Conlon makes it Mansfield Town the leaders. Lincoln City nil. Mansfield Town one. And we've been playing now just coming on to 15 minutes. Brown with Hughes chasing after him. Pushes it across for Nathan Arnold.
Yes.
And it's in. And it's in. Nathan Arnold and Simon Brown. A combination! 1-2 across the box. Nathan Arnold, lovely little shot. And where did it go? It went in the Lincoln net. It's now Lincoln City nil, Mansfield Town 2.
Over the halfway line with that ball.
And Simon Brown has run in, and it's got to be a red card. It's going to be a yellow and red. Beavers will go. Lee Beavers is heading for the changing room.
Lincoln City go forward again. I'm sure nearly got his first touch, but it's a good ball down the left-hand side. Hughes tries to get it across.
That shot in, and that's gone in. And that, I think, is Jamie Forrester that got the touch to that. So the 10 men are suddenly at 2-1. Nothing that Jason White could do about that. It's all over. That's it. There's the whistle. A scoreline at the end of this of Lincoln 1, Mansfield 2. Magic.
Well, what a game that was on Saturday. Lincoln City, 2-1 away winners. Absolutely fantastic. Well, joining me in the studio today, I've got the pleasure of meeting Jonathan Delia and Giles Cope. Jonathan, how are you tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
And yourself, Giles, apart from obviously the crutches I've seen you limping on?
Not bad, not bad.
Giles, I'm going to start on you before we get into the game on Saturday. How is the injury now?
It's getting better, you know. It's still weak. Still got a lot of work to do, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
Obviously, seeing you come into the studio today, obviously on crutches, and you still got some form of cast on your foot. Is the injury still sorted? Are we going to see you again this season, possibly?
I doubt it. I doubt it very much. I'm not going to get my hopes up. You know, they've said it's 4 to 6 months, so I'm thinking of next season, really.
All right, well, I'll put this situation to you. We make the playoffs, we win the semi-finals, and we're at Wembley. What would happen then? Tell me.
I'd play with my cast.
Jonathan, I'll come on to you. Saturday's result, you obviously played in the game. How do you think we did?
I don't think anyone could be, like, disappointed with the performance. Thought we all did well for ourselves, and we got the result we deserved.
A name I'm going to mention to you both, especially you, Jonathan, I want you to commentate if you played in Saturday. Nathan Arnold, how well did he do on Saturday?
Yeah, he gives us something different. He's very direct with the ball, and he's got a lot of pace, so I think a lot of the defenders fear him, really, and when he does get a chance, he's capable of putting it away.
Do you think he's likely to start on Saturday coming?
It's a good problem to have, because now we've got quite a lot of players playing well. Like, obviously, Martin Gritton wasn't available to play against Lincoln, so he could come back in the team. And Nathan did himself proud, really, by playing well, so I think he's got a good chance of starting, but we never know.
Mike Hampshire is listening, so he'll give some stick to our training.
Yeah, he'll be looking to come back into the team soon as well, so
let's move on to you, Percy, one second. Yeah. Wycombe Wanderers, last week, you got your first career goal. What happened with the celebration to start with?
Well, I don't know. I think it would have been wrong for me to plan a celebration, because once it went in, like, emotions just took over, and I don't even know. I can't even remember what I ended up doing, to be honest.
Giles has sat there grinning at you. Did he get some abuse for that celebration, Giles?
Yeah, you got a bit of stick.
I think he's just jealous because I've scored as many goals as him.
Oh. Is there any response to that, Giles?
I can't say anything.
You mentioned the goal you scored on a more serious note. You mentioned it was dedicated to Matty Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, did you speak to him about it? And
No, I haven't spoke to him personally about it, but I think that whole game, really, every positive thing that we took from it was dedicated to Matt, because, like, there was a prayer at the start of the game that got us really motivated for it, and looking back at the game, I think everything we did for him, really.
Superb. Something else that I read in the match day programme against Shrewsbury Town, Billy Dayden mentioned there that he's been working with you personally to try, you know, to get you form. What kind of things has he been doing with you on the training ground?
Well, every time the ball gets in wide positions, himself and Paul Holland have just been trying to get me to push forward, even if it's just to move towards the edge of the box. Because before I've been like hanging out a bit, just in front of the defence, and they've just been trying to get me to move a bit forward. And to be honest, it's like I've started to have a lot more shooting opportunities, and I think it's due to that.
Koki, does he work hard when he's in a game? You've played centre field with him for, you know, most of the season. What's it like playing centre field with him?
Well, you know, it's like I carry him a bit. You know? I'm only joking. I hope he carries me. No, he's a very good player, you know, and I think this season he's proved it, you know, by every game, you know, very consistent. So, you know, he deserved his goal. You know, we're equal. Hopefully, he doesn't get any more.
Have we missed you this season, Giles, since losing you? On a serious note, since January, have we missed having you in midfield?
No, I don't think you have, to be honest. We're flying, we're doing really well. We brought in Brian Hodge from Blackburn. He's doing really well as well, what I've seen. So, I know I don't really want to say it, but no, I don't think they have missed me. I think they're doing really well, and hopefully they can continue that.
Being a professional yourself, you sat on the touchline, you sat in a stand, be honest with it, and then you sat in the train, I presume you swim, can you start swimming yet?
I've just come back today, to be honest, I'm going to try swimming maybe towards the end of the week.
Do you get depressed, you know, just sat there?
When it first happened, and obviously when I found out it was going to be 6 months, I was very, very depressed, you know. I'm not even going to lie, I was crying. Brought tears to my eyes, because when it first happened, they said it was only going to be 4 to 6 weeks. And then after the operation, they said they found something else, and it was 6 months. So I was devastated. But now I think I've got around it, and I just want to work hard to get back.
Yeah, don't blame you. Jonathan, I'm going to put you in a situation now, and I want you to think about these answers very carefully. Now, let's imagine, Billy Dayden, as I said to Jake Butson last week, he's given you a slaughtering. Right. He's not happy with you.
Yes.
And what he's decided to do, he's going to send you to a desert island.
Right.
I want some answers. First of all, he's going to ask you what type of food you'd take with you. He's going to ask you what type of drink you can take with you. He's going to ask you what song you'd like to play. And finally, which woman you would like to take with you on earth. You're going to be stranded there for 3 days. Think of this very carefully. So first of all, which food would you take with you?
Chicken, rice and beef.
No, it's got to be some jollof, which my dad cooks for me. He's from Ghana, so he cooks a lot of African dishes, and that's my favourite. It does for me.
You say, just one second, another thing here as well. Tony Della Hunte had an interview the other week, and we're talking about your name.
Right.
Now, we got the pronunciation, Delaye, yeah?
That's right.
Well, some of the fans we're speaking to Saturday have just given up on all this, and you've adopted the name of Deary Lee.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
To be honest, it doesn't bother me at all. Before I came to Mansfield, I'd never heard that, to be honest. But I sort of accepted it, because earlier on in the season, a couple of the players were calling it me as well. So I sort of got used to that now.
Koki, what do you call him?
I call him John.
Just moving on. So which drink would you take with you?
Which drink? Oh, I've got to say, Lucozade to keep my energy.
Someone can't put his line.
Which song would you play?
Which song? I've got to say, Girls Aloud. Girls Aloud or Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, okay.
So I have some nice women to think about.
And which one would you take with you?
Anyone really?
Is your girlfriend listening?
Is my girlfriend listening? No, yeah. No. And he
go on, you can say. Go on, which one would you take with you? What did you say?
Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba, yeah.
She, very pretty. Well, listen, you're on that lovely island now, Jonathan, right. And you can sit and listen to your favourite song. Here's Pussycat Dolls. Stick with you.
Cheers.
wanna go another day. So I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind. See the way we ride in our private lives, ain't nobody getting in between. I want you to know that you're the only one for me. Nobody gonna love me better, I must stick with you forever. Nobody gonna take me higher, I must stick with you love. You know how to appreciate me, I must stick with you my baby.
Jonathan Delia's favourite tune there. He's just been sat here out on his desert island. More coming up just after the break. Wayne Corden on the phone, guys. If you want anybody to ask him a question, fire it into me. I cannot wait to speak to him. Wayne Corden on the phone next.
Dick spends massive buying power means massive savings on brand new 07 plate cars. Save over £3,000 on a Peugeot 307 1.4 X-Line 3-door with air conditioning, CD stereo, electric windows and remote central locking. Peugeot's recommended price is £12,095. Dixon Peugeot price, an amazing £8,995. There's a great 07 plate Dixon deal for you at Dixon Peugeot. I've
got the power! Mansfield, 103.2.
Right then, what's your name?
Alan Rogers.
Maureen Rogers.
Do you trust Maureen's choice, Alan?
I do.
What have you won?
45.
40 quid, Jumpy!
Fantastic.
That's in the horoscope this morning. Somebody beginning with the letter R, which is Rogers. I'll be lucky today.
The Breakfast Show on Mansfield 103.2 with UGS Builders Merchants. Your great supplier for value and service.
Hi James, it's Kate. Are you coming out on Saturday?
I can't afford it. I'm saving up to buy a house.
Well, why don't you go to George Wimpey in Mansfield then? I've heard it costs you nothing to reserve a new home in their free and easy fortnight.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently you can move in for free as George Wimpey will pay your 5% deposit, legal fees, reservation fee, and they'll give you free carpets, curtains and light fittings.
They'll give me all that for free? Well, I'm definitely not coming out on Saturday then.
But you can afford it now.
Maybe I can, but if George Wimpey are only offering this deal for 2 weeks, I'm going to make sure I don't miss out.
Visit George Wimpey's, San Martin's, Monix Place and Hollywood Developments in Mansfield this weekend. Or click on georgewimpey.co.uk to see how you can reserve your first home for free. Terms and conditions apply. Please ask for details.
Hepatitis C is a devious little virus. You can contract it at any time in your life and not know anything about it. It stays hidden in your body and can damage your liver. In fact, you'll only know it's there if you start to have health problems or by getting a special blood test. It's estimated that over 250,000 people in the UK have the virus without knowing. Could you be one of them? To find out, we've set up a quick and easy check to see if there is any likelihood of you having hepatitis C. You can check it out at HepC, that's hepc.nhs.uk, or by calling 0800 451 451.
Buy Olay for Mother's Day, and your mother could end up with more than just gorgeous, brilliant-looking skin. You could win her the mother of all red carpet photo shoots with legendary photographer David Bailey. Go to ole.co.uk for details. Conditions apply. Olay for Mother's Day. Love the skin you're in. Olay Multi-Radiance and Every Night Sunshine are just £5 at Asda.
To reserve your first home for free and get free carpets, curtains and light fittings, visit George Wimpey in Mansfield this weekend or click on georgewimpey.co.uk. Terms and conditions apply. Please ask for details.
Sport on Mansfield 103.2 with the Derbyshire Building Society, the winning team for mortgages, insurance and much more. Call Mansfield 626 361 or pop into any branch today.
Welcome back. Just missing that short half break there. Guess who I've got on the phone next? I've got this guy.
And there's Corden! Wayne Corden has scored again! It's Mansfield 4, Yeovil 1! 3 goals in 4 minutes! And Mansfield have turned this game completely upside down!
Corden on the edge of the box. He's got a chance to shoot! Shoots and scores! Would you believe it? Wayne Corden goes to the Port Vale fans to celebrate. The Stags fans can't believe it! Great through ball from Doan. Gets inside one defender, now two. Cross comes short! Oh, wow! What a goal from Wayne Corden! The Stags leading by 3-0. A right-footed curler into the top corner. The Notts County fans are absolutely devastated. Billy Dearden will be devastated. Corden curls it. Corden scores. What a delightful goal from Wayne Corden. And it was a real good old-fashioned mix-up in the Luton defence. And another beautiful finish from Wayne Corden. This boy is class.
Well, he's there on the phone. He's made 199 appearances in Stag shirt and scored 38 goals. Let me welcome Wayne Corden. Wayne, you there?
I am, good evening.
Wayne, good evening. How are you, matey?
Not bad, thank you.
Where are you at the minute?
I'm at my, temporary home in Essex.
Oh, right. Well, just, I've got Jonathan Delia in the studio. You know, I wish I had clips like that for you, Jonathan, with goals like that. He's a proper midfielder, he is. No, just kidding. Anyway, going to you, Wayne, how's life at Leyton Orient?
Very well, as I say, at the moment, yeah. It's going all right. Not the best of a start for us, but we've picked up recently and it's going okay.
And Martin Ling's the manager there?
Yes, yes.
You enjoy playing under him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a similar position when he played as to me, so he understands our wingers' work, and yeah, he's very good manager.
Does he not mind his left winger not chasing back?
No.
No, just kidding. Wayne, at Swansea you had on Saturday, you got a great draw there, 0-0.
Yeah, I mean, not many teams will go to Swansea and get many points, but we stood firm and Lee Trundle played, you know, he did his usual tricks and was unlucky not to score, but we managed to keep a clean sheet and, you know, it was another point on the board.
Along with me, Wayne, I think, you know, you've got much far better skills than what he has. But listen, Saturday you've got Chesterfield, go and thump him for us, will you?
Will do.
Leighton Orient, very similar position to Mansfield in the table. What has your gaffer said to you, you know, about getting yourself out of there and, you know, pushing for playoffs eventually?
Well, I don't know about pushing for playoffs. I mean, I think we'd be happy to stay up at the moment. Like I say, it was a terrible start for us, but we've picked up. Just, you know, just keep believing. Mansfield was struggling to start this season. It's, like I say, a similar position, but just keep believing and, you know, things will turn around.
Now, I remember when you was at Mansfield at the time, Wayne, and I think I cleaned your boots many times, you made me do it, and, you know, what were your best moments when you was at Mansfield? Because I remember that I think you'd been in around the 2000-2001 season. What were your best moments from then?
Obviously, the promotion, you know, going up on the last day of the season will stick with me forever, really. Obviously, I scored in that game as well, so that's one of the, you know, main plus points. But it's all, you know, good points and bad points, but hopefully more good points.
Now, another interesting fact, I was speaking to one of the Stags fans' favourite, Steve Archon, early on this week, and he mentioned this name that Keith Kelly used to call it. It was Wayne Gordon.
Yeah, from day Bods. One. The other day he left, he called me Wayne Gordon for some reason. He must have wrote it down on a team sheet enough times. But it was, you know, it's a standing joke between me and the lads that they all called me Gord from then on.
Very strange, very strange. Anyway, you were obviously signed under Billy Dearden, you played under him. What do you think he's going to bring to Mansfield that, you know, that's going to take us up to the playoffs, up to the promotion stages?
Obviously, he's been there before. He loves his football. He's got plenty of experience as a player and as a manager, so I think he's got the best man for the job there.
What is it that he does, Wayne? What does he do to lift a side?
Just the way he is. He's got great mannerisms and man management is excellent. He's sort of chilled out, but he'll have a pop if needs be. But like I say, just the experience part of it, really.
A big question I want to ask you, Wayne. Will you ever consider coming back to Mansfield Town? Because I know here, you know, I read the message board, the supporters say, the plans, obviously, at the minute we've got Brian Hodges only here for a month. Do you honestly think we're ever going to see you in a yellow shirt again, possibly?
Well, that put me on the spot.
Yeah.
You honestly don't know. I mean, ask any player who pays, you never know where you're going to be from one season to the next, usually. But no, I never rule it out. I mean, you just don't know.
Do you, on a Saturday, obviously, you finish your game, going to the players' bar, you know, we're in the players' lounge now. Do you look for Mansfield Town's results?
Yeah, definitely. One of the first I look for. Obviously, you look at the clubs you've been to. I've got great memories from Mansfield. I love my time there. And it is one of the first results I look for, yeah.
You don't want to say hello to any of the ladies from here, did you?
What ladies?
No, Wayne. Finally, the final question I'm going to ask you, of all of them, out of all your time, what was the greatest ever moment in the amber and blue? Greatest ever moment when you was wearing that yellow and blue shirt?
It's got to be the promotion game against Carlisle when we were 2-0. To see all the fans on the pitch at the end, you know, at the end of the match, it was very emotional. Because, you know, it had been a long, hard season and we was doing well all season and, you know, we could have lost that, but at the end it was just superb, great atmosphere and everything, so that's to be that game.
Wayne, thank you ever so much for speaking to us tonight. It's been absolutely brilliant. I wish you all the best this season. Like I said, along with many other Mansfield Town fans listening tonight, we just hope we see you in that yellow shirt again. You take care now.
Okay, will do.
Thank you so much, Wayne. Cheers, and thank you. Well, it was absolutely brilliant speaking to him there, and Jonathan and Giles in the side. Have you seen Wayne play before?
Played against him, I think it was last season for Leighton Orient, but that's all I've seen of him, but he did well in that game, so he looks like a good player.
We're talking about the left side situation here, and obviously in that time we had Wayne Corden. I'll be honest with you, since he left, we never really had anyone to replace him. Brian Hodge, I mentioned the name, what is he like as a youngster?
Yeah, he's very, very composed on the ball, considering he's only 19, and I wouldn't say he's a left winger as such. He plays a bit more inside, but he does drift off to the left and he gives us that option down that side.
You mentioned a very good point there. Our commentary team do seem to say, when they're watching him on a Saturday, he naturally does want to sit in the centre. I think Billy Dane's constantly pulling him out wide. Charles, you sit from the stand, you sit and watch him. How important is it to have a left-sided player in your side?
Well, it all depends what you're playing, do you know what I mean? If you go for that option, then it's very important, you know, because wingers give you crosses, and crosses can lead to goals, you know what I mean? So, in that sense, they are important, you know, so you do need a good left winger.
Well, more coming up from these two just after the break. We've got budding young superstars, can't wait for that. Plus, we've got competition time. Let me tell you, this week, I think it's a real tough one, and I'd be surprised if anybody gets it. This is Mansfield 103.2.
Mansfield 103.2.
It's time to call Eversil Roofline to strip off your old worn-out soffits and fascias. And right now, there's free guttering and free downpipes on every soffits and fascia installation. Call Eversil Roofline on 0800 228 220.
Tixon's massive buying power means massive savings on brand new 07 place cars. Save nearly £2,000 on a Peugeot 207 1.4 S+ 3-door with air conditioning and CD player. Peugeot's recommended price is £10,345. Dixon Peugeot price, a fantastic £8,495. There's a great 07 plate deal for you at Dixon Peugeot, where you can also check out the brand new 207 CC.
Hello. Pensions Bungalow Mortgage Turnip suggesting percolators APR. Discovering isotron bone factories with moving tributes. Stiltwalker Repossession, Viscous PPI and Peanut Butter. After pavements, turquoise investments, orangutan shrubbery charges and fees under ketchup. Pompous cheese rolls, doubtless querying insurance and savings, Platonic Roderick. Any questions?
Does financial jargon sound like gibberish to you? The UK's financial watchdog, the Financial Services Authority, can help. For impartial information about money matters in plain English, visit the FSA at moneymadeclear.fsa.gov.uk. The Financial Services Authority. No selling, no jargon, just the facts.
I love the price of Tiscali Unlimited Broadband so much, I've composed a song.
Nine, 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 it's 9.99.
just 9.99.
Tiscali Unlimited Broadband, just $9.99 a month, including modem, connection and weekend phone calls. So, for unlimited broadband from just $9.99, call 0800 107 9000 or visit tiscali.co.uk. Subject to availability, non-cable phone line required. Up to 2 meg, $9.99 a month for the first 3 months, then $14.99. Free calls to 01 and 02 numbers. Fair use, minimum contract conditions apply.
Please hold.
What could I expect from my car insurance? Travelling abroad, sir? That's extra. A courtesy car? Oh, we don't do those. But you do get a complimentary tax disc holder.
With Prudential, you get free breakdown cover for the first year of the policy, and we could save you lots of money. Call 0800 300 300 or visit pru.co.uk/car. Conditions apply. Calls may be recorded. Free breakdown offer is level 1 and ends 30th of April 2007. It's all part of the plan from the Pru.
Sport on Mansfield 103.2 with the Derbyshire Building Society, the winning team for mortgages, insurance and much more. Call Mansfield 626 361 or pop into any branch today.
Now in this part of the show, one young fan is going to get his chance either to speak to Giles Cope or Jonathan Delay with one question relating to absolutely anything they wish. Now, just to let you know, if you're a diehard Stags fan and you want to speak to our studio guest next week, please, please, please give us a call, text, email. All the details are on our website. Please feel free to fire them on there to us and we'll let you get on the air with them. So, next on that, I've got young Andrew Stokes. Andrew, you there, son?
Yeah, I'm here, yep.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Yes, not too bad, not too bad. Now, Andrew, welcome to the show again. Did you go to the Stags game last Saturday?
Yeah, I was there, yeah.
What do you think to the performance?
Really good. Should have beat them by more.
You think, who would you play the best on Saturday?
If not, I'll by far.
Do you think it was these two looking, and Giles is there crossing his head thinking, what's he on about? You go to watch Stags, obviously, home and away every week, yeah?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And honestly, towards the end of this season, where are we going to finish?
I don't know. I think playoffs might be a bit too far, but the way we're going, anything's possible.
Have you got anything that you want to say to Jonathan Delay and Giles Cope before you ask him the question first?
Just how we're going to do on Saturday. I hope we're going to win.
Brilliant. Well, listen, let's fire for Jonathan Delay. Is sat there really waiting. What, Andrew? First question. Fire away to him.
Is it still Jonathan?
Yeah.
Right. You're brought to Bill Mill by Peter Shirtley.
Yeah.
What do you think Billy did has changed the club? How are they both different?
I think he's just given us a bit more confidence in our own ability. He seems more determined to get the best out of us, whereas before maybe we were taking things for granted a bit. He seems to keep us on our toes all the time in training and in matches, and it's just forcing us to play to our best, really.
Is that okay for you?
Oh, cool.
Andrew, Giles Coke has sat there, and he's been giving me plenty of stick all night, and also Jonathan Lai. Please, I hope your question gives him some back. But go on, fire away to question to him.
Okay. Giles, before you got injured, a lot of people were saying you're going to move away and everything. Where do you think you'll be in the next few seasons?
Well, the chairman's already said he was going to offer me a new deal in the next couple of weeks, so hopefully I think I'll be here next season.
That's brilliant.
Is that all answered for you okay, Andrew?
Yeah, that's excellent, yeah.
Andrew, you've been absolutely brilliant. First of all, I'm going to ask you going to the game tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, I've got football training myself. Did
he say to me he's a diehard Stags fan when he came on here? And listen, more importantly, Saturday away, Notts County, please, please tell me you're there.
Yeah, I'm definitely there, yep.
Well, I presume as well as you're not there, you'll listen to Mansfield 103.2 tomorrow night after the game, after your training.
Yeah, I will do before I start training, straight after I'll be straight back on it.
Listen to that dedication, absolutely. Andrew Stokes, thank you ever so much for your call tonight, pal. You take care, yeah?
Yeah, I will do.
Thank you, see you later, bye-bye. Bye. Andrew Stokes taking his chance to speak to these two guys. Anyway, something he mentioned there, Giles. He mentioned that he spoke to Keith Haslam regarding your contract. You know, do you see Keith Haslam much at the club? Because this is something I know the fans must be interested in now. Do you get a chance to actually interact with the chairman much?
No, not really. You know, he's in and out. You know, he's a busy man. He's got his own things to do. So we don't really see much of him.
And James Derry, the new face at Mansfield Town, the new chairman, obviously taking over from Keith Haslam. Have you had any interaction with him?
I haven't, to be honest. I've never seen him.
Yourself, John?
I think when Giles was away with his injury, he came and introduced himself to everyone, and we all got a chance to ask him anything if there was anything we wanted to ask, but no one did, to be honest. But he did introduce himself.
Sounds like a school teacher there walking into a class and introduced himself.
It was a bit strange, to be honest, but he did say hello to us all, and he seems approachable, so
Well, coming up in just a second, I've got Steve Archer, my producer, walking to studio. He's got a few rapid fire questions he's got both of you to ask, so you think I've been giving him abuse, just wait for him.
Sport on Mansfield 103.2 with the Derbyshire Building Society, the winning team for mortgages, insurance and much more. Call Mansfield 626 361 or pop into any branch today.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello, mate. This sounds really right. I'm up and nervous. Jonathan.
Yep.
Quite proud of your Ghanaian connections.
Yeah, definitely. I've been to Ghana 4 or 5 times now, and every time I go there, I love it. I enjoy it there.
Right, you've been putting in a lot of decent performances of late. What sort of triggered it off? What's improved your performance, do you think?
I just think I'd like to be a bit more consistent, to be honest, because in the past I've had one good game and then, say, one bad game. I just like to reach a good level of consistency.
The score you scored against Wickham, did you have any pre-game goal celebrations worked out, and did they not quite work out the way you wanted?
No, I didn't have one worked out, but like I said, I think the emotions would have taken over anyway, and I would have just run away like I did, I think.
Right, final question from me for you, Jonathan. Would you consider the chance to represent Ghana at international level?
I'd love the opportunity to test myself at the international stage, so if that came with Ghana, then yeah, I would like to take that opportunity.
Thank you very much, Giles. Evening.
Good evening.
Evening. Quick, easy question for you. You're getting lots of sympathy off the ladies with the crutches.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Now, obviously, you've seen quite a few managers come and go during your time at Mansfield. You've expressed that the chairman's on about offering you a new contract and everything else. Working with Mansfield Town, do you think next season, as you as part of the team, the squad's got a real honest chance of promotion?
Definitely. You know, I think we thought this season that we would have a really good chance, and obviously it hasn't really gone that way. But you know, I think next season we'll be stronger, fitter. You know, I think the team will gel more together, you know, from playing this season. Hopefully we're not going to get rid of and release too many players, so hopefully the squad should build on it.
How about this for an idea? We fancy joining our commentary squad on Saturday.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
he should do it.
Yeah, hobble his way up to the top of Meadow Lane. Yeah. I've got one final question for you. Just as, and it was pointed out by a lot of fans, there was a slight dip in form. Now, I'm going to make sure I'm way out of the way of the crutches of this. A slight dip in form in your play last season, when rumours were abound of Norwich City, Queen's Park Rangers, and things like that. Did they honestly affect you? Did the rumours get to you, and did you think about them?
Not really, no, to tell you the truth. You know, it's just one of them things, you know, every player has a bad game and goes through a dip of form, you know, so I don't think it had anything to do with that. It's just it came at the wrong time.
Stevie Archer on there, Mansfield's number one fan. I tell you that he's not a man to mess with.
Mansfield 103.2.
It's competition time now. Are you ready, Stags fans? I've got this bloke on the line next, and he's going to give a description about himself. Now, I would have a little bit of a bet with the fans if I earned decent wages like these two in front of me, but unfortunately I'm not. Now, I want you to guess who he is. Just before I mention anything else, last week's winner was Ernie Moss. Ernie Moss, last week's winner, and that was Martin from Church Wolves, so well done there, Martin. But are you ready for this one? Just tell me, who is this?
I was born in Hythe, Hampshire in 1950. I joined my first club, Bournemouth. Played for school in 1967. I stayed at Bournemouth until 1971 when I joined Mansfield on a month's loan period. After that, I signed on a permanent deal, which was £5,000. The manager who signed me was Danny Williams, and I stayed at Mansfield until February 1974, and I joined Sunderland in a swap deal that involved John Layden, who joined Mansfield. Some of the players I played with at Mansfield were Graham Brown, Andy Pape, Clive Walker, Sam Ellis, Kevin Bird, David Thompson, Frank Wignall, Nick Laverick, John Fairbrother, Jim McCaffrey. I left Sunderland in 1976 to join Sheffield United before going on to play for Aldershot and Colchester, where I played under another ex-Mansfield player, Bobby Roberts, who was in the Mansfield team when I first signed for them. I still live in the Colchester area, and for the last 17 years, I've been coaching kids at Centre Park Holiday Village in Suffolk. Who am I?
Any idea who that is? Guys, first I'm going to ask you two. I asked Jake Books and Alex last week, and I tell you what, Jake Books and nailed it straight away. He wrote it down for me. Any, you two, any idea whatsoever?
I wouldn't have a clue.
No. Not an idea. 1670s you mentioned there, and I tell you what, that is an absolute difficult one. I'd be surprised if you get anybody who gets that right. But let me know, 666-000, and you guess what you get for a winning prize? Jonathan Delahaye, a signed photograph to sit on that little porch in your room Fantastic. These two faces are questionable. Anyway, more gossip, more chat, plus the penalty shootout quiz. These two youngsters are going to go head to head. Hit me on the text, let me know what you think, or call me. 666-000, this is Mansfield 103.2.
From Mansfield Woodhouse
to Clumber Park,
your local radio station.
Mansfield
103.2.
Music and memories from two mystery years on the Golden Hour, a Motown moment, competitions like the Match 5 and Crack the Code, and very special Workforce Request, where you pick the music between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and classic number ones at 1. It's all here on the Mid-Morning Show between 10 o'clock and 2 with me, Norman Cox.
The Mid-Morning Show with Draycotts on Mansfield Road, Sutton, where you'll find 8 fantastic 07 Kia models to choose from an amazing 5995. Check us out on www.draycotts.net. Draycotts. Who else?
Have you ever glanced at your watch and had to look again because you didn't register what time it is? Have you ever read a page of a book, then reread it because you didn't take anything in? Have you ever looked both ways at a junction, then pulled out and... Sometimes a quick glance isn't enough. Every year, an estimated 1,500 motorcyclists are killed or seriously injured when drivers look but don't see. Think. Take longer to look for bikes.
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it.
When you shine, it brings out the best in you. And because New Pantene has a collection for whatever your style or hair type, you can have a great hair day every day. Let the best of you shine through. New Pantene. Shine.
If you would like a distinctive drive, there's cheap prices you can pay. Block paving, hardcore laid. Distinctive drives will save the day. For the driveway on the front or the garden's pile of dirt, we'll leave them looking splendid and your wallet, it will not hurt. You see, the work we do is to a standard that no other company match. With multicoloured asphalt, you may wonder what's the catch. If you'd like to see for your own eyes the standards to which we fix, call Distinctive Drives on Mansfield 843156 or see our showroom on Diamond Avenue in Kirkby.
This Tuesday night, Mansfield Town are at home to Chester City. Kick off 7:45. There'll be action rather like this.
Yes, it's gone in! Buxton just came in. He went right to the side of the man in front of him, ghosting round him to get the header in. Into the corner. 1-0 Mansfield.
So only one place to be this Tuesday evening. Get down to Field Mill. Watch the Stags. Stags versus Chester. Kick off 7:45.
Mansfield 103.2.
Well,
Mansfield 103.2 weather
with available. I don't know what happened there. We're going to give you the weather, but I've decided I'll give you that in about 15 minutes' time. Well, I'm in absolute shock. I mentioned to you before the break that I didn't think anyone would get this. Now, the phone lines are absolutely buzzing, and what I'm going to say, no need to stop calling now, guys. I've got so many right answers, I'm going to have to leave it there. You two didn't have a clue it was, did you?
No, no.
Anyway, I'm going to go back on to a bit more commercial kind of things here. Jonathan Delia. Now, you'll be all wondering, how do I get in touch with these players each week? And normally it's through, you know, our press officer, and unfortunately this week I've had no way of getting in touch with him, and Cokie's already smiling. Basically, John, you have a thing called MySpace, don't you?
Yeah, I think it was Alex John Baptiste who introduced me to that. He said there's this way of communicating with everyone over the internet, so he showed me how to set up this MySpace thing, and I've got one of them, yeah.
Is this MySpace a place to go if you can't, you know, actually interact with people in real life?
I suppose so, but the people you send messages to, like, they've got an option of not accepting you as a friend, so... It's sort of up to them whether they want to communicate with you.
Cokie, looking how cool you look, you've not got it, have you?
No, that's not me.
He doesn't know how to work computers.
I'm all right, thanks.
And, you know, we were talking at the half, how good a player Jake Buxton is. What's he like around the ground?
Very nice lad. Well, he was before he became captain, you
he's
know.
Changed.
He's been captain. He's changed. I don't know what's happened. I hope you're listening. Any chance of inviting us around to the house, you know, ringing me?
Every Friday we used to go for something to eat, but since
right.
Captain's out,
captain's has changed.
He doesn't invite us anymore.
He was on the show last week, and you know, he top lad. And how's he had? Let's be more serious now. On his footballing side, how big of a change has it made since he's been captain on the pitch?
Oh no, he's a very good leader. You know, you can see that on and off the pitch. You know, he tells us what to do on the pitch. You know, he's very commanding, and I think that he's definitely done something different. You know.
Obviously he has to concentrate on his own game as well. Does he manage to influence you whilst playing with him?
Well, he seems to be very consistent in his performances, and that inspires us to like reach our own standards. So, and saying that he does
well, I wouldn't say boss us about, but he tells us.
He definitely talks to us, doesn't he?
As midfielders, like, because he's looking directly at
you
us.
You can see a bigger picture.
Yeah, and he tells us, like, where exactly we should be and everything, so he helps us in that sense, yeah.
Young head on young shoulders. We get a lot of criticism at Manchester Town for not having experience. Does that affect a player?
I think as long as you've got a good football brain, then experience does play a small part, but a lot of the young lads at Mansfield, we've still played a lot of games, so we do have the experience in that sense, so I don't think the age is that big of a factor.
Another thing I look at as well, Hjelde won some fantastic medals in his career. He's not in the side. A lot of us mention him about a lot, but not being in the team. I think, looking at the stats as well, when he's played, he's been a massive influence. So, what's it like? What's he like as a person? Because we never get him on radio. He's very quiet, keeps himself to himself, and he's not in the side every Saturday.
Yeah, he's a good pro at the club because he gives us advice at training, and from the subs bench on the side, he tells us what he thinks we could do better and everything. So he does use his experience well to help us younger lads.
Well, on the line now, I've got Kath Gadsby from Forest Town, and I'm sure she's buzzing to know. She's obviously really desperate for this photo. Giles, she wants a photo of Jonathan Delight. Would you bother?
I don't know why she wants it.
Giles has got one in his room.
Kath, are you there?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Kath, now, obviously, we played out the clip, and I said to people on the line, I thought, no one's going to get this. I can't see this. It must be a really difficult one. A very far-fetched friend who I got to get it. Now, let's just play this clip one more time, and just before we're going to get you the answer, here we go. Let's listen to it.
I was born in Hythe, Hampshire in 1950. I joined my first club, Bournemouth. Played from school in 1967. I stayed at Bournemouth until 1971 when I joined Mansfield on a month's loan period. After that, I signed on a permanent deal, which was £5,000. The manager who signed me was Danny Williams, and I stayed at Mansfield until February 1974, and I joined Sunderland in a swap deal that involved John Maiden, who joined Mansfield. Some of the players I played with at Mansfield were Graham Brown, Andy Pate, Clive Walker, Sam Ellis, Kevin Bird, David Thompson, Frank Wignall, Nick Laverick, John Fairbrother, Jim McCaskey. I left Sunderland in 1976 to join Sheffield United before going on to play for Aldershot and Colchester, where I played under another ex-Mansfield player, Bobby Roberts, who was in the Mansfield team when I first signed for them. I still live in the Colchester area, and for the last 17 years, I've been coaching kids at Centre Park's Holiday Village in Suffolk. Who am I?
Kath, let me just say before you say that, I'm going to thank the callers. I've had hundreds and hundreds of calls, and that is not lying. My producers are running around like mad. So thank you, everybody, for calling, and obviously keep trying in. We've got next week's show as well. Kath Gadsby, who is that caller?
Pardon?
Who is that person on the line?
Dennis Longhorn.
Correct, absolutely fantastic. Kath, that is fantastic. Well, what will give it away to you?
Well, I've got my husband's reference books.
Ah.
I've got all his books in front of me.
Ah, did you remember Dennis Longhorn as a player? Did you watch him
play? I can vaguely, yeah.
What was he like as a player? Because I am going to speak to him after the show and tell him what you thought.
Well, from what I remember, it's quite a while ago. My memory's not too great, but he was quite a good player from what I remember.
Well, he's a top gun. Kath, thank you ever so much for your call. You've won the signed photo of Jonathan Delaye, which we're going to get in touch with you tomorrow. He's going to pass it on to me tomorrow night, which after the game. Kath, why are you on the line? I might as well ask you. Are you going to the game tomorrow night?
Well, of course I am, yeah.
Follow the Stags home and away?
Yes.
Fantastic. A score prediction for tomorrow?
I think Mansfield will win again, and I think it'll be 2-1.
So if we win 2-1, that takes us above County, leading to the game on Saturday.
I know.
What a massive match. What do you expect to see there? Billy Dane going back to his old ground as well?
What do I expect to see from the fans?
From the Stags. What do you expect to see from the Stags?
Oh, a good clean fight.
You're not going there for a scrap, are you?
No, I think it'll be a good clean match.
I'm sure you know. One thing I dread to see every Saturday when I go to the game is Steve Archer on with a Cornish pasty chewing on it and he's spilling it all over it and he's there putting things out. But no, as a fan, are you looking forward to the game? What following do you think we'll take with us?
To County, I think there'll be as good as what there was last at Lincoln.
And finally, just before we go, prediction on the score?
2-0 to Mansfield.
Excellent. Kath Gadsby, thank you for your call. Enjoy listening. Make sure you're here every single Monday night, 6 till 7, the Players' Lounge. Guys, She predicted 2-1 Mansfield. What do you think? Jonathan, start with you.
I think we've got every chance of going in and winning the game, especially with the run that we've been on so far. And I don't think we need to fear Notts County in any way, so hopefully we should win, yeah.
Charles, you going to the game?
I'm going, yeah.
Sitting in the stand?
I'm sitting in the stand, yeah.
Prediction?
3-1 Mansfield. John Delia to score a hat-trick.
Sorry?
John Delia to score a hat-trick.
John, what do you think of that one?
Good chance of that happening, yeah.
What odds would I get? It says we're onto the bookies now and put odds on that. What odds would I get?
1,000,000 to 1.
Well, I'm about to make myself which sounds like a millionaire, it sounds like. But anyway, listen, guys, it's time for you two now to go head to head. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Are you sure you are?
I don't think Giles is.
It's the penalty shootout quiz. Cope versus Delia. The injured versus the fit. I didn't really take that the wrong way. I have 6 questions lined in front of me with 6 subjects.
Right.
Once one subject is chosen, you can't use that one again. I've chosen the crippled to answer first. He says you don't run very well in training pre-season anyway. Okay, the 6 subjects that have been chosen, guys, just memorise these. Sport. Music. Travel. Politics. Films. And finally, cartoons. Jake Buxton last week managed to find out all 4 of the Teletubbies. Listeners, I want you to listen back home as well. Call in 666-000 if you know the answers. Our Studio 2 team will be taking all the calls. Giles, first one, first subject, please.
Sport.
Sport, I'm looking through my book now. Sport, okay, here we go. Sport. Giles. Steve, just come over here a second. You know, you can see the answers as well, yeah. I'm not confident in many of these being getting right. Sport, anyway, Giles, what year did Mansfield Town win the Freight Rover Trophy?
It's easy, that one.
No stealing. Charles, which year did they win the Freight Rover Trophy?
78.
Spinning the numbers around, Charles, I'm afraid you've just put that one over the bar. It's 1987, but really random good guess. Okay, John, choose a subject for me, please.
I'll go for music.
Going for music, okay. Right then, listen, your knowledge on Mansfield here. Which singer-songwriter is coming to Sherwood Pines in June? It's been on the telly, it's been on the radio,
yeah, radio, yeah.
It's been a match day program.
Come on.
Giles, you don't know it, do you?
Yeah, Sunday.
Come on.
Leona from the X Factor, whatever it's called.
Say that one again.
Leona.
What do you think we'd ever come to Mansfield? No, it's James Morrison playing live at Sherwood Pines on the 29th of June. You knew that one, didn't you, Giles? I should have asked him, shouldn't I? Giles, next topic. Remember, you've only got travel, politics, films and cartoons left. 0-0 still on the penalty. You've got 3 penalties each.
Film,
okay, here we go then. Right. Who was the lead actor in The Good, the Bad and the Ugly? The famous Western. Who was the lead actor? And Steve Archer, best not be giving the answers behind my left shoulder. I've got the listeners, I can hear listeners at home screaming the answer at the radio set.
It's the only film I haven't seen. It's the only one.
John, do you know it?
Yeah.
All right. Giles, last time I need an answer from you.
Let me see. I don't even know, I'm not even going to come with an answer.
Dear me. Clint Eastwood, Giles, it was... It's embarrassing, this is... Still, no, you just put that one wide. John, Delia, choose your next topic. Films, cartoons or politics?
I'm going to go for politics.
Politics? I was expecting you all to miss that one. Now then, this one should be easy again, I know the listener there. Who is the country's deputy prime minister?
Deputy prime minister has got to be... John Prescott.
Let's see if he's right. You've only gone and put that one away, John. 1-0. Now, Giles, let me put the situation out. If you miss this, I have got an automatic winner, and he doesn't even have to take his last choice. So, your final 2 choices, you've either got cartoons or travel?
Cartoons.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. In Thomas the Tank Engine, what colour was Percy? Options. A, blue. B, red. Or C, green.
Percy, come on.
John, do you know this one as well?
I think so.
Percy was red.
Oh my god.
He was red!
Are you sure he was red? Percy was green. Giles goes down. You know what? We had Alex Baptiste in the show last week, and I expected rubbish from him, but this is just out of this. John, I'm going to ask you the last question anyway.
Okay.
Final one, travel. You show us the brains. What is the capital of the Czech Republic?
Prague.
Is he right, I wonder? Finally! We have a winner! Round of applause to Jonathan Delight, guys. Round of applause. The only brains in this room. that was appalling, that was. That was honestly appalling. Well, guys, the Brown Shootout winner, Jonathan Delight, absolutely superb. I am proud of you, my son. You can come back on the show again.
Cheers.
You need to get yourself on Mastermind or something like that, you do. I tell you what, listen, let's wrap up before we go. First of all, we're going to talk about the local derby on Saturday. What crowd are we expecting there, guys?
Hopefully Mansfield can sell out all their away allocations, so... hopefully over 5,000 again.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. You look forward to playing. Listen, what do you want from the Stag Song? Because they're all listening tonight. You know, we've got the problem with the Haslam situation in it, which is out of our hands. What? You know, when you're playing on the pitch, do you want to be hearing that Haslam out when you score a goal?
Not really, to be honest. We just want to hear him cheering for us, which I think in more recent games he has been doing, so we've been pleased with him recently.
Well, you know what, on Saturday, I'm going to ask this for the fans. We've got thousands of listening now. I want you to start singing Dairy Lee on Saturday.
I think they should.
If he scores, that would be absolutely great. Would you sing as well, Cokie?
Nah. I hate him.
Another question tonight, John. Obviously, professional player. Obviously, Giles is not playing tomorrow. Tonight, you're going to go home. What pre-match, what are you going to do tonight? Start preparation from tonight. What are you going to do?
I always have the same food the day before a game. I have a bit of chicken, pasta and veg. And then tomorrow, I'll just rest up. And then just look forward to the game, really take on a lot of drink.
Does the gaffer have you in for a light session in the morning?
We have done in the past, but we're not doing tomorrow. So
just take it steady tonight?
Take it steady tonight.
Charles, you know, what are you doing tonight? You can do what you want.
I hope
you're going to get your dictionary out and have a flick through.
Yeah, I have a dictionary. Yeah.
I've got this pub quiz book just behind me.
I might have to borrow it off.
Do you mind? We're going to have you back in the vote for the show, guys.
Yeah.
I want you to get some banter going, especially with him. Charles Coates has got to take some abuse of this performance tonight.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, listen, guys, thank you for coming to the show. Sports Talk this Friday, guys. Let's move on. Look forward to ahead. Sports Talk this Friday with Jason Harrison, Steve Archon, and Phil Walker in the studio. Please get your calls in. It's your opportunity to give your opinions on what you think we need to look at, what the fans should be saying, and you know, what the players, what you want to see from them. You saw the results Saturday. You're going to the game. We're going to the game tomorrow, and also you'll be there Saturday. Please keep giving your calls. Next week's show, I have on the phone Liam Lawrence. We're going to talk about his on-pitch antics and possibly his off-pitch antics, maybe. You two are laughing. Do you know something I don't?
No.
Well, listen, I thank all my guests. Jonathan Delight in the show this week. Giles Coates, you've been absolutely superb, guys. You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been good.
Am I expected to definitely come and see you again sometime?
Yeah, definitely.
Guys, thanks for being here tonight. It's been absolutely great. I'm also going to thank in the back my production team, James Corden, Tony Delahunty. To my left, Steve Archer, and he's been superb. If you can't make the game tomorrow, I want to see you down at film. If you can't, tune in to Mansfield 103.2. We'll be on from 6 o'clock, take you right all the way through till 10 o'clock with full match commentary from Tony Delahunty, Phil Walker and Steve Archon. And then it's the big one, Saturday, away at Notts County. Oh my god, I cannot wait for that. Hopefully we're going to go and thrash them and see a victory for the Stags. Anyway, I've had enough of that, guys. My name's Jay Walker. It's the Players' Lounge. Good night.